You're listening to Package Your Genius, a weekly podcast designed to give you clarity around your calling and serve as a catalyst for your career, your business, and your big dreams. I'm your host, Amanda Miller Littlejohn. Welcome back to Package Your Genius. Today I want to talk about how do you find genius to package and sell to make an extra revenue stream from. You know, I'm all about helping you figure out how to package your genius, but I think it must be explored. Where do we actually find the genius? How do we identify what genius we even have to package in order to get it out there into the world and make a little extra money from, if that's what we're looking to do? I find it interesting when I have conversations with people who, when they're talking, I can hear their brilliance oozing out of them. And I think in those terms, but most people don't really see themselves and see what they know and what they have to share clearly enough to be able to package it for profit. So where are some of the ways, or where are some of the places that you can find genius in your own everyday life? If you're like most people, you probably have information that's just sitting around that is ready to be put in a format to be sold. So here are a couple of places that you can look for genius that you can package. First place, if you have a business, you likely have a website, and on that website, you most likely have a page of frequently asked questions. So how do I work with you? What do I do when this happens? What's the best way to do that? What's the best product for me to buy? I was speaking with a woman a few weeks ago who wanted to know, you know, what is it about me? I know people are always asking for my advice and I'm always helping people with creating their own events, but what kind of format should I put that into? And then how do I sell that? And what would I even talk about? And so as she talked and talked and talked, she was telling me how most of the questions that people ask her when she's doling out this free advice, most of those questions are already on her website, on her FAQ page. And so I told her, wait a minute, it sounds to me like you have already created a program, a coaching session, a package of some sort, just in the answers to those frequently asked questions. So look at your business. Do you have a frequently asked questions page? And if you don't have a frequently asked questions page pertaining to the type of service that you provide or the type of product that you sell, maybe it's time for you to draft one for yourself and then use those frequently asked questions and the answers to those questions as the basis for your first packaged genius product or service. And if you don't have a business and you don't even have a website, that's okay, because most of us are frequently asked the same questions over and over again about whatever it is that we know. It's funny because my husband is always being asked about how to land a job, and he'll laugh to me and say, I'm not sure why people think I'm a career coach or something, but people are always asking me for advice on how to get a new job, a new role. And I told him, well, you know what? Maybe that's something that you need to package. If people keep coming to you saying that they want your advice on it, clearly whatever it is that you're putting out there is communicating that you know a thing or two about that topic. And so look at your life. What is it that people are always coming to you for? What are those frequently asked questions, whether they are formalized on your website or not formalized, and they just come to you persistently through LinkedIn or Twitter, or you're in email inbox, or people are always walking up to you at conferences asking you the same set of questions? How can you craft, you know, a list of answers and format it for consumption, whether that be a one-on-one session, a webinar, a class, a program, a panel event? How can you, you know, reach people either in a one-on-one format or in a group format to answer the questions that you hear the most? Number two, what is it that you're always telling people? You may not already have some FAQs written down, but you probably do already have your soapbox message, the thing that you love to shout from the rooftop. You see people making mistakes, you're always correcting them and telling them, no, do it this way. No, this is not how it works. It works this way. No, shift it to this way. Turn it to that direction. Say it this way. Phrase it that way. Wear it this way. Put your makeup on that way. What is your standard advice? What is the mistake that you always see people making that you can't stand to see them make? And you want to correct that immediately. Maybe that is something that can be packaged into either a book or a presentation or a coaching package or program. It doesn't have to be something necessarily that people know that they need. It can be something that you know they need, and you can market it to the people who you see making that same mistake over and over. So again, look at the mistakes that people are making that you cannot stand to see them make. And the third place to find genius that you could potentially package to sell is look at the things that people in your life consistently thank you for. One of the women in my personal branding mastermind is a pediatrician, but she also moonlights as a health and wellness coach because she has learned and picked up so much information over the years studying to become a physician that she just knows everything almost that there is to know about health and wellness and nutrition, particularly for minority communities and the challenges that minorities disproportionately face. And so people in her life are always asking her to help them with meal plans, to help them lose weight, and thanking her for the advice that she gives them in that regard. She recently helped her aunt lose 70 pounds just by giving her advice on what she should be eating, what she shouldn't be eating, and simple tweaks that she could make to her diet and lifestyle. And so hearing her aunt thank her for the help with losing that weight and retooling her meal plan is a common thread for her because people are always thanking her for her wonderful advice on how to better treat our bodies so that we can live longer and live more fulfilled and healthy, interjective, active lifestyle. So that is something I encourage her to look at. Pay attention to what people are thanking her for. And I would also encourage you to pay attention to what people are thanking you for, because the thing is, the responses that we get from the people in our lives will rarely lie to us. You may think you're good at something, but when people are telling you or asking for your help with something over and over and over again, that is a true clue to what an actual market is saying you're good at, right? So I may think that I am a great writer and I can write for businesses and I can write things that people would love to read, but if people aren't reading what I'm writing and saying, I love that, write some more, then maybe it's not as great as I thought it was. And so pay attention to the clues that are being left. You know, pay attention to what people are already begging you for or thanking you for or coming to you to get your help with, because they are demonstrating a true and existing market demand for something that you have to offer. Again, just to recap, those three places to look for genius that you have to package and potentially sell. Frequently asked questions. What are people always asking in your life? And maybe you've already formalized this if you have a business, but even if you haven't, just pay attention to the questions that come to you by way of your LinkedIn messages or your email or phone calls, text messages, and group me chats. What are people always asking you about? Number two, what mistakes do you see people making that you can't stand to see them make? So what advice are you always giving out, whether you're asked for it or not, because you see people making a mistake that you could fix so easily and you know that they could fix so easily if only they knew just one slight tweak to what they were already doing? And number three, what is it that people are thanking you for? Pay attention to the feedback that you currently get in your life. And it may be around an area of expertise that you're not currently monetizing. It may be something that you have to offer that other people see as very valuable, but because you are so close to it, it's hard for you to see the value in it yourself. So pay attention to those things. And if you have questions about it, tweet me. I'm at Amanda Mogul on Twitter. I'm on Instagram at Amanda Littlejohn. And I'm on Facebook as well, Amanda Miller Littlejohn. Check me out on the website, AmandaMillerLittlejohn.com. And don't forget to subscribe and rate and review this podcast on both iTunes and Stitcher. Thanks for listening. See you next week.